Inside Sex Offender Therapy, 3 days in treatment with 16 convicted men, by Eliana Docterman. The men file in, a few wearing pressed button-down shirts, others jeans caked in mud from work on a construction site. They meet in the living room of an old taupe bungalow on a leafy street in a small southern city. Someone has shoved a workout bike into the corner to make room for a circle of overstuffed chairs dug up at the local Goodwill. The men jockey for a coveted recliner and settle in. They are complaining about co-workers and debating the relative merits of various trucks when a faint beeping interrupts the conversation. One man picks up a throw pillow and tries to muffle the sound of the battery running low on his ankle bracelet, a reminder of why they are all there. Every one of the 8 men in the room has been convicted of a sex crime and mandated by a court to see a therapist. Depending on the offense, their treatment can last several months or several years. Time has given both the men and the therapists pseudonyms in this story. They sit in the circle. The man who exposed himself to at least 100 women, next to the man who molested his stepdaughter, across from the man who sexually assaulted his neighbor. The group includes Matt, whose online chats led to prison, Rob, who was arrested for statutory rape, and Kevin, who spent decades masturbating next to women in movie theaters. Some of the men's crimes aren't all that different from the allegations against public figures such as Kevin Spacey, Bill Cosby, Harvey Weinstein, and Roy Moore. Unlike the famous men, they cannot afford lawyers to draft non-disclosure agreements or arrange hush money payments or appeal guilty verdicts, as Cosby's attorney are planning to do following his conviction on sexual assault in April. Cosby could also be ordered to seek therapy. Nor can they attempt to stage professional comebacks or publish mea culpa memoirs. Instead, these men were all found guilty and had their names added to a state sex offender registry. They will remain on that list for decades and, in some cases, the rest of their lives. Anyone can search online for the ugly details of their crimes, including employers, partners, and their own children. A judge has limited where most of the men in this room can live, work, and socialize, and whether they can access the Internet. Some are unemployed, and many live paycheck to paycheck, dependent on the few employers who are willing to tolerate their criminal history.